My title is for me a kind of a mental game. I wanted to give a picture. I wanted to give a puzzle. I wanted to give a thought that people would say, what does he mean? Let's see. 23 ways to remember silence? Come on, how can you remember silence? Silence is only silence. That's all it is. No, wait a minute. Maybe it's more. To remember silence, I think to remember silence, that means I have to, so I remember the silence because of something that happened before or didn't happen before, or maybe it was what happened after. Now I remember the silence. And then, but only one way to break it? What do you mean that, one way to break it? I mean, you can break silence a million ways, right? Can't you? Sure, why not? I mean, no, wait a minute. You can only break silence by not having silence. So there's really, I mean, it's a game. I'm making a game for people's minds. And this title is part of my performance. It stops your mind. It gives you a kind of food to chew on. And I like that idea, you know. And 23, I chose this for a very exact reason. In the Tonspur passage here in the Museumsquartier, a normal-sized person who is like 175 centimeters tall, say something like that, yes, like you, a normal-sized person walking from one side to the other side of the passage takes 23 steps. And that's why I use the number 23. Now, for me, it's just a game, but I like to connect my work in a certain way because it gives me a memory. I have to continue in my life. After this work here in Wien, I go next thing I go to Linz for Ars Electronica, and then I go to Ghent for the Flanders Festival. I have always new projects. And I like to generate a memory that I have of Wien, which I can use in my performance in the next city. So I have this now, this new idea, 23 ways, a title. This will become a song. This title will turn itself into a song or a chant or a part of my next piece because I remember it. So I like to give myself these stones, these memory stones that come from the work I do, connecting things together, and then I take them into the future.